excess sewage is actually discharged.
On a rare rainy morning in Buffalo, Amber Small stood just a few yards away from Skajaquita Creek, where it meets with Hoyt Lake. She held up a jar of filthy water she says was taken directly from the creek.
It's filled with sediment. It's filled with particles that I don't even want to imagine.
Small, who is running for the state Senate in the 60th district, says the region's aging sewer systems, when they are beyond capacity, are dumping dangerous amounts of untreated water into local streams, rivers, and lakes, which are primary sources of drinking water for many communities. Small says the State Department of Environmental Conservation measured over a 25-month period an estimated 57 million gallons of sewage being dumped into local waterways. She's releasing a plan that she believes would address the problem, both short-term and long-term.
Such as the use of existing isolated brownfield sites to temporarily capture overflow. These sites would collect wastewater and treat them through wetland retention ponds and basins in order to keep excess sewage out of our drinking water.
Small's plans would also call for the establishment of a municipal bond fund to cover the cost of dealing with sewer problems. She pointed to federal infrastructure funds as a source and suggests cleaning up waterways should be a priority with that money. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.